Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. It seems that every generation of adults decries the shortcomings of the younger generation. But as Margaret Grork, associate professor of government at Manhattan College, reveals, when it comes to civic participation, the young people of today are outperforming their detractors.
Historically, young people are less likely to vote than their elders. But during the past three elections, voters between the ages of 18 and 24 have increased their participation. Early data for 2012 shows the turnout of young voters held steady, while turnout overall fell, thereby increasing the youth share of the electorate. Youth turnout is rising faster than that of the population as a whole. Overall, turnout has risen 5 points since 1996, according to the U.S. Census. But turnout among citizens aged 18 to 24 has jumped from 36 to 49% during the same elections, 13 points. Census data is not yet available for the 2012 election, but the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement estimates that youth turnout was at least 49%, roughly the same as 2008. Factors such as the ease of participation, mobilization, and competitiveness have greater impact on young voters who are still developing their voting habits. Thus, laws which have made it easier to vote, like the National Voter Registration Act, and the spread of early voting, have improved turnout overall and youth turnout in particular. Mobilization also matters, and both parties have done more to mobilize voters in the past few elections because these elections have been so competitive. In 2000, 2004, and 2012, the presidency was decided by less than 3% of the popular vote. A competitive election gives parties an incentive to mobilize and gives voters, particularly those not yet habitual voters, a reason to participate.
That was Margaret Grork of Manhattan College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Maybe if I could change.